Welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church podcast. We so much appreciate you and pray that this recording will breathe life into your day. The title of Dr. Dortch's sermon is He Ain't Heavy. The big idea is that our relationship with Jesus connects us to other believers and gives us a deep sense of belonging.
Hear now the reading of God's word from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the sixth chapter. And the second verse. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. Back in the late 1960s, which, as many of you will remember, was a most tumultuous period in American life, a time of great anxiety and uncertainty, two relatively obscure songwriters, Bobby Scott and Bob Russell, penned a song, a ballad, that quickly made its way up the Billboard charts, both in the United States and in Great Britain. Many of you will remember the title. In fact, some of you this morning, as I was speaking with you, have already referenced it. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. A most popular song recorded first by the English band The Hollies, later covered by the American songwriter Neil Diamond. There are two interesting sidebars to the song that most people are not familiar with. The first being that Bob Russell, one of the songwriters at the time when he was writing the song, was struggling with a severe bout of lymphoma and was on the receiving end of a great measure of mercy and care and compassion from so many of his friends. And so the song reflects how Russell experienced in his own life the support and the encouragement of so many people who thought that he wasn't a burden to them, and to assist him was not in any way an unnecessarily heavy load. The second sidebar that most people aren't aware of is that the line itself, he ain't heavy, he's my brother, actually goes back to the 19th century and first appeared in a book of sermons by a Scottish minister, James Wells, a book titled The Parables of Jesus, in which Wells tells the story of a little girl who was carrying her younger brother who had become weary from walking. The younger brother wasn't much smaller than she was, so that when another person saw the little child carrying her younger brother, what a heavy burden he must have been. Aren't you tired? The person asked the little girl, to which the little girl answered, no, he's not heavy. He's my brother. Little wonder then that over the years, that line, he ain't heavy, he's my brother, has been recognized by so many people as a way of acknowledging how in the course of this life, there are so many people who struggle, who find themselves crippled by the burdens that they have to carry, who need someone to come alongside them, to encourage them and support them and to help bear their burdens. People who are compassionate of heart, who recognize that whatever strength that they possess isn't strength that is to be expended only on themselves, but is always best used when supporting and encouraging others. No, they're not heavy, because they are my brothers and my sisters. One of those sorts of individuals, a compassionate and caring soul, was the Apostle Paul. Wasn't always that way for Paul. You read the book of Acts and you see where the only thing that Paul at one point in his life was ever concerned about was rising up the ladder in terms of those who did not care for Jesus' followers. Paul, at one time in his life, was the public enemy of people of faith in Jesus Christ. The only burden during those years that Paul seems to have been concerned about carrying were the coats of those who were ready to stone believers in Jesus for their profession of faith in him. One such incident is recorded in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where Stephen, the first martyr of the Christian faith, the first person to lose his life because of his testimony to Jesus, Stephen was martyred by those who, the scripture says, had laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul, who was to become the Apostle Paul. We know what changed for Paul. It was his experience with Jesus on the Damascus Road, where Paul came to see that how in Christ all burdens are lifted, even the burden that Paul had been carrying around in his own life of trying to impress others with feats of spiritual strength so that for the rest of his life, Paul became burdened for helping others experience the joy of God's salvation and the release from all of the loads that we are called to carry in life, the release that comes from placing our trust in Christ Jesus. To that end, Paul wrote most of our New Testament letters to believers in various congregations that the Holy Spirit had enabled the Apostle Paul to establish, letters to support and to encourage them in terms of how they might know how to live and express their faith in Jesus. One of these letters, the letters to the Galatians, is a different sort of letter in that Galatians is directed to a series of churches that were located in the region of Asia Minor. In the churches in Galatia, there seems to have been an emerging heresy, one where a group of persons had infiltrated the churches with a wrong teaching, one that stipulated that in order to be put right with God, it was necessary for followers of Jesus to impress one another with feats of impressive spiritual strength. In particular, they believed that not only was faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord necessary to experience God's salvation, also people must commit themselves to obeying the law of Moses. And Paul, having been a Pharisee, understood the laborious nature, that burdensome teachings of the law of Moses, and how in his own experience that was an impossible task, one that Jesus had released his followers from having to carry. And so in this passage that is before us this morning, Paul wants the church to understand that while grace is not cheap, it's free, but it's not cheap, it's important for followers of Jesus to be able to lean into that grace in such a way that they are able to express their faith by the manner in which they care, not just for themselves, but also for other people, bear one another's burdens, carry one another's loads. For in so doing, Paul says to the church, you are best fulfilling the law of Christ. When you see one another and the needs that each other has, not as burdensome loads that are too onerous for you to deal with, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, you experience the help that Jesus offers in your own life. Then you are in a position to carry one another's loads, and those loads are not heavy at all when you carry them in the power of the Holy Spirit. In fact, when you do so, you are best following the example of Jesus, the surest sign of our faith in Christ is our willingness to bear one another's burdens. There is an irony in this simple teaching of Paul that must not be overlooked. Paul speaks about the law of Christ. And it may be that as you hear that teaching, you wonder to yourself, I thought the grace of Jesus relieves us of all legal obligations. But you see what Paul is doing in this passage of Scripture. He recognizes that his critics are those who claim that there must be some way in which followers of Jesus show their faith. And Paul says, I could not agree more. The church works best when its members are functioning together, serving one another, serving others in the world. But Paul says it's a matter of leaning upon the love that God has shown us in Jesus Christ when we come to that place in our relationship with Him where we are able to receive that love and in turn express it. That is when the loads that we lift on behalf of one another are light loads. And they are not heavy at all. You'll remember in the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, as Jesus is speaking with his disciples, preparing them for his death and his resurrection and his ascension, he tells his disciples, a new commandment I give unto you. And what was that commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples? That you love one another just as I have loved you, so you also should love one another. We best express the love of Christ whenever we find ourselves concerned about others, caring for others, looking beyond our own needs to the needs of others. this morning as you think about your life and your faith. Yes, yes, there are all kinds of concerns that are weighing you down. Yes, there are so many things that are on your mind, that are on your heart. There are so many demands that are pressing upon you. You ask yourself the question, how can I take on anything more? Whatever Jesus calls you to take on, He empowers you to do so by the presence of His Holy Spirit, His love poured out through the Spirit for you. This is without question the mission of the church. We live in a world that could not care less about others. It is so focused and fixated upon itself. In the midst of a world such as the one in which we are living, the Church of Jesus Christ must represent itself as a people who could not care more. This morning, are you willing to be a part of that kind of community of faith that shows how much it cares by the manner in which it ministers on behalf of others? What is the old saying? People could not care less about how much you know until they know how much you care. How much do you care? The surest sign is by the manner in which you open yourself to the power of the Holy Spirit, which then inspires you to look around and do what you can to bless others. And if all of us join together, those of us who love Jesus, think of the impact that we could have for Christ and how much easier the loads that exist around us would be if all of us together in the power of Jesus began to lift. Russ Blowers was a pastor in Indianapolis, Indiana. For 46 years, he served in the same church. That's remarkable. And as you would expect, because of his lengthy service in the community of Indianapolis, he became something of a fixture, not just in the neighborhood in Indianapolis where his church was located, but in the entire community. He was a Rotarian, a member of the downtown Indianapolis Rotary Club. As the story goes, at the club meetings each week, a member would stand and give a brief description of his job. So it came around to Russ. It was his turn to explain to the club what he did, what his profession was. And of course, everybody knew that Russ Blowers was a local pastor, and everybody understood what pastors did and what the church stood for. But Russ Blowers, when his chance came, gave the work of the church a refreshingly new spin. Here's how he described it. He stood up before the group and he said, "I'm with a global enterprise. We have branches in every country in the world. We have representatives in nearly every parliament and boardroom on earth. We do behavior alteration and cognitive motivation. We run hospitals, feeding stations, crisis pregnancy centers, universities, publishing houses, and nursing homes. We care. We care for our clients from birth until death. We're into life insurance and fire insurance. We perform spiritual heart transplants. Our founder and original organizer owns all the real estate on Earth, plus an assortment of galaxies and constellations. He knows everything. He lives everywhere. And our product is free for the asking. In fact, he said, there's not enough money to buy it. I think if the Apostle Paul had been present at the Indianapolis Rotary Club that day that Russ Blowers gave that description of what not just he, but every believer in Jesus Christ is tasked with doing, Paul would have stood and would have said, amen, you get it. The surest sign of our faith in Christ is our willingness to be out into the world and bear one another's burdens. Can you make a commitment to do that this day? Why? Because as the song goes, the road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where. Who knows where? But as people of faith, we don't have to walk our road alone. We walk it with Jesus, who at Calvary has already lifted all of our burdens. And in the power of his presence, the power of the Holy Spirit gives us the strength that we need to carry on. Not just for our own sakes, but for the sakes of those around us, our brothers and sisters. When we fulfill Jesus' command to love others, to bear burdens, what we come to find in the power of the Holy Spirit is that those loads and those burdens are not heavy at all, because we're doing it for them, and we're also doing it for him. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for providing grace that is sufficient for our every need through our faith in Jesus Christ, doing for us what we could never have done for ourselves. We are grateful as well, O God, for the privilege that you have bestowed upon us to be able to represent your presence in this world. We ask that others might see Jesus in us by the manner in which we bear their burdens, showing them your love. Help us to discover that most glorious truth, that in the power of the Holy Spirit, what you give us to do is not heavy at all. We pray this together in Jesus' name and for this world's sake. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that today's message brought you hope as we continue to love God and live with grace and generosity. Don't forget to check back here for more podcasts. And as always, go out and do the Lord's good work.